Hi, welcome to Point Counterpoint. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney.
I've never been so angry at my wife because of the thing we just said, and that's the subject of today's Point Counterpoint. Sydney, give us the quick version of what happened today before you made me so angry.
Okay, so what happened, and I can't believe you're this angry.
The quick version, what? Please.
Okay, I know.
Audio boo.
What happened is that I was at work today, and I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize, and I'm like, hello? And this woman's like, hey, this is Sherry. I'm like, I'm sorry? This is Sherry. You know, Gary's mom. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I think you must have a wrong number. Who are you trying to reach? And she says, Shadow Fox. And I said, what? And she says, Shadow Fox. And this is where Justin disagrees with what happened
next. Not just disagrees, it makes me like want to cry inside what Sydney said next. We all know the right answer, of course, at home. You know the right answer. But Sydney, why don't you tell everybody what you said?
I'm not Shadow Fox.
What the fuck? No, that's wrong. What you do is you say, I'm Shadow Fox, and then you strap in for the ride of your life.
But what my concern is that this Sherry, mother of Gary, where was she taking Shadow Fox? Where were her what adventures were her and Shadow Fox going to have this evening?
I know you're there's a chance it could be bad. There's a chance it wouldn't be good. But you know what the enemy of awesome is? Good. Good is the enemy of awesome.
No, that doesn't make any
that's
sense.
That's in
no,
a
that's
book.
Ridiculous.
A book I'm working on.
No, that's not okay. Anyway, because who's named Shadow Fox? Let's think about it.
Okay, break
there's
it down.
There's a good scenario and a bad scenario. Good scenario, Shadow Fox is the name of a Native American. But on the flip side, I'm impersonating a Native American, and Sherry, mother of Gary, stupid as she may sound, would probably be able to figure that out.
Okay.
Once she looks at my pale, pale Anglo-Saxon face.
Right.
So, two, the other possibility.
In the right light, I think you could pull off a few tenths Cherokee.
Is that because my skin is translucent? Is that why?
No, because you're proud. Proud profile. It's proud.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
The second possibility.
I'm mad at you. I'm not trying to call me.
The second possibility is that Shadow Fox is a hippie.
A hippie. Right.
A hippie. And so then I'm hanging out in some weird sort of, I don't know, key party, crazy, drug-fueled love fest with a guy named Shadow Fox.
But what if she's like, hey, Shadow Fox, you know those gallons of nitrous oxide you paid for? Well, I've got those, so I'm just going to deliver them wherever you tell me. Let's go crazy.
Okay, one, why do you want nitrous oxide? Two, I don't have the money for that.
Shadow Fox already fucking paid for it.
How do you know he paid for it?
Shadow Fox pays cash. Are you telling me if you did a deal with somebody named Shadow Fox, you wouldn't make him pay up front? Because I sure as fuck would.
How do you know that the way this story ends is that I get shot for pretending to be Shadow Fox?
You're not Shadow Fox.
I didn't pay some scary hill woman Sherry for all the meth.
What? Okay, can you just do me a favor before we ask for a vote from everybody? What would Shadow Fox have sounded like in a parallel dimension where you answered the phone as Shadow Fox? What would that sound like? So I'll be Sheila or whatever.
Sherry.
Hi.
Mother of Gary.
Hi, this is Sherry, mother of Gary. It's very Victorian. Hi, this is Sherry, mother of Gary. I'm looking for Shadow Fox.
Hey, this is Shadow Fox, baby.
What is that voice?
You want some drugs?
That's okay. I actually, you know what? This one I'm going to go ahead and concede to you because that would have been really bad. This has been Point Counterpoint, and I'm right.
And I'm Shadow Fox.